The race for two Haines Assembly seats will come down to five candidates. And the Haynesboro suspends the use of Roundup for now. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Wednesday was the filing deadline for candidates wanting to run for Haines elected office. And there are enough candidates to have a contest in two of the three races. For the mayor's race, incumbent Stephanie Scott has filed to run again, and former Mayor Jan Hill will be her challenger. Five candidates have filed for the two open assembly seats being vacated by Jerry Lapp and Deborah Schnabel. Neither of those assembly members have chosen to run again. Vying for those seats will be Mike Case, Jerry Ernie, Ron Jackson, Mario Benassi, and Joe Parnell. And there will be three open seats on the Haines District School Board, seats currently held by Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri, Secretary-Treasurer Brenda Josephson, and Brian Clay. Palmieri and Clay filed to run again for their seats, but no third candidate filed. If no one files to run as a write-in candidate, the board will appoint a seventh member. Skagway's filing period closed Monday. You can find that story on our KHNS.org website. Local municipal elections take place in both communities on October 7th. This next story unfolded throughout the day Thursday after a few people discovered that the Haynesboro was using Roundup herbicide to spray weeds around town. This report mostly details some residents' reactions, but I'm also going to spoil the ending right up front for you. Borough Manager Dave Sosa said late Thursday that the borough is not going to continue using Roundup at this time until a protocol can be developed for vegetation control. But here's how the story unfolded before the manager's decision and announcement. Sarah J's Coffee Shop is on Portage Street in Fort Seward. As popular as Sarah Jaymont's coffee and baked goods are, she's also grown some stellar flowers in front of her shop this summer. So, when a borough employee stopped by Thursday morning and asked if Jaymont minded if he sprayed some Roundup along her sidewalk to kill some weeds, she responded this way.
And I told him, absolutely not. He does not have my permission to spray Roundup anywhere near my place, I said, and that I'm pretty sure that the neighbors around here would echo that, like, the whole street would probably be like, just don't even spray it anywhere on this street.
Not only was Jaymont surprised the borough was using Roundup, so were several of her customers in the shop at the time that overheard the conversation. Lee Heinmiller was one of them. He's part of the company that owns most of the property in the Fort area. He said the issue of herbicide use in the borough has come up before, and he's never been a supporter of it being used in the Fort area.
Just a crazy thing to even consider. Plus, you know, I've always said that, you know, if they get too carried away in wanting to pressure the issue in the fort, then, you know, I'm going to bring it up as the Historic District Commission, and we will say, sorry, it's a national landmark, and we don't use toxins in the national landmark because we're inviting the public to visit. And the first person that comes through and says, my kid got sick picking dandelions or eating cherries for along the side of the thing, the borough would be liable, you know?
The Public Facilities Department did confirm Thursday that it was using Roundup around town, one of the few nice days of the summer. It's mostly used to kill weeds in the cracks between the sidewalk curb and the road, where if weeds are allowed to flourish, they can separate the joints in the concrete. The borough said it's used Roundup before, but not in the last 2 years, simply because weed control took a back seat to more pressing duties. And it hasn't used Roundup on the school grounds in recent years, saying management of the grounds falls to the district. But the acknowledgement that the borough does indeed use Roundup, however infrequently, was a surprise to many, including Mayor Stephanie Scott, who just happens to be an organic gardener. After Scott was notified of the use, she said she contacted Sosa, and she says she would like to see a protocol developed to first decide if the borough should be using herbicides, and secondly, if the borough should provide some notice to the community when it does.
I think that the borough ought to at least adhere to the level of regulations that the state adheres to with respect to spraying herbicides, and that is to provide notification to the public that they are going to do it. You know, so it's notification, if not permission. But I don't believe that there is any procedure here in the borough, and this event probably will result in the emergence of some kind of protocol.
The use of Roundup and other herbicides or pesticides for vegetation control has become an issue recently, especially in Southeast. It started last year when the State Department of Environmental Conservation announced it was revamping its public notification process for its own use of pesticides. The state eliminated the public review process and permitting requirement for state agencies, like DOT, to use pesticides along state roads or airports, and that rankled some communities, including Haines, whose assembly, along with assemblies in Skagway and Petersburg, sent letters of concerns to the state, saying they wanted more input and say in the process of when pesticides were used in their communities. And on Thursday evening, the Skagway Assembly is considering whether to ban the sale and use of herbicides for vegetation control borough-wide. The city a few months ago directed its administration to make sure the municipality wasn't using non-organic compounds, like Roundup, on municipal lands. Some Haines residents did, after the state announced its change in process last year, suggest the Haynesboro also ban pesticides. And Petersburg also explored the idea. Neither assembly figured out if the ban would affect the state's use of herbicides, but Skagway is considering a ban despite it not affecting the state. Roundup has strong critics and avid fans. Developed and sold by Monsanto since the 1970s, Roundup's main ingredient is glyphosate. That chemical is under a standard review by the Environmental Protection Agency this year, and critics are mobilizing, hoping this will give them the shot needed to have the chemical banned or limited. Hundreds of studies have been conducted on glyphosate, some that environmentalists, consumer groups, and scientists say show the chemical has lasting and damaging effects on plants, people, and animals. Haines resident Margaret Mock prefers alternative ingredients for weed control. Mock says she uses several combinations of food-grade ingredients and soaps, like a combination of vinegar and dish soap that does the job to control dandelions. And it works, she says, allowing her an alternative to chemicals she said she doesn't want in her yard.
There are a lot of wells around here, and most of them are fairly deep, but I have one, and I just won't use Roundup anywhere near it, you know, other than I detest it. That's my main reason for going to the other one.
Proponents of Roundup, or those that believe the herbicide is safe for responsible use, includes Borough Assembly member and organic farmer George Campbell. He did not support the letter the borough sent to the state last year in response to the change in public process over herbicide use. And while an organic farmer himself, he does still use bleach and has used other herbicides in his years as a farmer and gardener. He said some herbicides are especially useful against invasive species, which can also damage other plants and animals. Campbell doesn't see a problem with the borough using Roundup.
When I hear the fact that the borough's running around killing weeds with one of the more effective ways of ridding weeds, I think what they're doing is that they're being smart about things and they're actually working towards making our community better.
Mayor Scott, on one level, agrees with Campbell, saying there may be instances where herbicides should be considered, especially in the case of invasive species control. So, any protocol the borough develops in regards to herbicide use should include the option for its use in special circumstances, she said.
Pam Randles from Tauchnook Watershed Council has counseled me that there may be some situations where herbicides are absolutely necessary, and that could be in the control of invasive weeds. So I think we should have some way that we can consider a case by case.
Mayor Scott and Manager Sosa both said they don't believe borough employees did anything wrong by breaking out the Roundup on Thursday. It's likely a holdover among longtime employees.
I think that probably staff was doing as they've done before. We have people working for the borough who have long histories, and it could be that these methods have never been examined or questioned or were and found to be acceptable. And it just is a different perspective that might prevail at this point in time.
And like we mentioned at the beginning of the story, Sosa said late Thursday the use of Roundup in the borough has been suspended, and he plans to work on a protocol for herbicide use in the borough. Haines and Skagway are back on hydropower with Alaska Power and Telephone after a failed arrestor at the Haines Yard knocked out the power for a while on Tuesday evening. That's from Darren Belisle, the AP&T power manager for the Upper Lynn Canal. Belial, based in Skagway, now oversees AP&T power operations in Skagway and Haines. Danny Gauntz has moved on to another position with AP&T in Juneau. Belial will also oversee power operations in Gustavus when that community comes online under AP&T. Belial said after Tuesday's outage, Skagway was back on hydropower within about an hour. It took about 3 hours to bring Haines back on hydropower, he said. And one benefit of all the recent rain is that hydropower stations are running strong. Belial said he was worried earlier this spring with such a light snowpack over the winter, but summer rains have helped keep Goat Lake and, when needed, Casadea running. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Clequan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.